Zina always went to bed as soon as she had had her supper, and the shutterless windows of the house were dark. A dead cucumber vine dangled from the porch like the crepe streamer tied to the door for a death, and the thought flashed through Ethan's brain, if it was there for Zina. Then he had a distinct sight of his wife lying in their bedroom asleep, her mouth slightly open, her false teeth in a tumbler by the bed. They walked around to the back of the house, between the rigid gooseberry bushes. It was Zina's habit, when they came back late from the village, to leave the key of the kitchen door under the mat. Ethan stood before the door, his head heavy with dreams, his arms still about Matty. "Matt," he began, not knowing what he meant to say. She slipped out of his hold without speaking, and he stooped down and felt for the key. "It's not there," he said, straightening himself with a start. They strained their eyes at each other through the icy darkness. Such a thing had never happened before. "Maybe she's forgotten it," Matty said in a tremulous whisper, but both of them knew that it was not like Zina to forget. "It might have fallen off into the snow," Matty continued, after a pause during which they had stood intently listening. "It must have been pushed off, then," he rejoined in the same tone. Another wild thought tore through him. What if tramps had been there? What if... Again he listened, fancying he heard a distant sound in the house. Then he felt in his pocket for a match, and kneeling down, passed its light slowly over the rough edges of snow about the doorstep. He was still kneeling, when his eyes, on a level with the lower panel of the door, caught a faint ray beneath it. Who could be stirring in that silent house? He heard a step on the stairs, and again, for an instant, the thought of tramps tore through him. Then the door opened, and he saw his wife.